Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey. Amy, your voice is still not good. Dealing with it.
I didn't yell morning, so I don't strain it.
I've been sick too for like 7-8 days. I can't get rid of this cough, and Amy can't get her voice completely back. We've had people, I mean, we got the bug running through this place.
Lunchbox's eye, he finally looks better.
Looks better. Mm-hmm. Old droop eye. Look at
him. Is that what I'm called? Droop eye?
Just behind your back.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. That's what we've been calling
We've not called you that. So here's what we're going to do. Amy, you can answer yours quickly, okay? The question's going to be...
This is going to be good practice.
Yeah. Oh, for life.
Yeah.
And then we're like, we wish your voice was always heard. Just kidding, Amy. Just kidding.
I know.
Okay.
I do want to be more concise, though.
Hey, stop talking, Amy. Yeah. Save it.
The question for the room is something new that you're trying in your life right now. It can be anything. Something new that you're doing, you're experiencing, you're trying. What's something new? And I'll go first, as usual, with these questions, since I know the question, and I'll give you time to think about it. I'm trying to be a robe guy.
You're wearing robes?
Got a robe.
Really?
Like, no, I didn't buy it. My wife bought it, and she was like, hey, I bought you a robe. It's a nice robe. And it's very comfortable, and you can wear it when you get out of the shower and just wear it around. And I've worn it for a couple days, and it's pretty awesome.
How long are you wearing that robe?
Well, I put it after a shower at night, and then I don't take it off until I go to bed.
I can't picture you in a robe.
It's all white robe.
What's under there?
I'm like a unicorn. Just me and my underwear. I don't go naked under there.
Wait, in the point of a robe to be naked?
The point of the robe for me is somebody knocking on the door and you got to throw something on real quick.
Okay.
Usually I wear shorts and a cutoff. That's what I wear all the time. Even when I'm not going to bed. So, but I'm trying to be a robe guy. That's
new
for me.
You wearing slippers too?
No, barefoot.
I hate to knock you. I don't want to knock you because...
You do want to knock me, but I'm okay with it. Go ahead.
No, but like when you're at a hotel and they got a robe in there... I definitely get up in it.
Those are nice robes.
I'm surprised you don't steal it.
Oh, they're expensive.
They charge you for those?
Yeah, they would know.
Got it.
Like a towel, they don't know. Like there's so many towels.
But you can sew all the towels together and make your own robe.
Because you ask the maid, like, oh, can I just get some extra towels? They don't know which room got extra towels, so you can steal those. But a robe, they know.
You're not supposed to steal. Everybody listening, you're not supposed to steal towels. But yes, I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be robe guy. That's new to my life right now. Wearing a robe, I kind of enjoy it. Eddie.
I'm starting to be smoothie guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I've never liked smoothies because I like milkshakes.
Smoothies are awesome.
I like sweet and real milk and sugary stuff. So smoothies to me was like, oh, it's just fruit. Like, oh, that's not that good. But man, I've found a couple of recipes online. I've got a protein smoothie. I've got a juice smoothie. And I've got a veggie smoothie. And dude,
veggie smoothie. Ugh.
They're all pretty good. You put a little honey on top of that, and it all tastes really, really good.
All right, smoothie guy.
Yeah, I'm starting to be smoothie guy.
We got robe guy. We got smoothie guy. Lunchbox, you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to make fun of Eddie, but I won't.
Thank you.
I am new soccer team guy. I got the email. I signed up free agent because my last team kind of...
They booted you.
Sent me on my way out to pasture. They thought, okay, He's going to retire.
Out to pasture.
And I said, nope, I'm 41 years old. I'm going to sign up free agent.
Yes,
and
sir.
I got an email from the league saying, you have been assigned to a team. Your captain will be in touch, and your season starts in a week. And so waiting for that captain to email me and say, thanks for giving us a 41-year-old on our team. Can't wait to have you.
I think it's cool that you're still wanting to play, and you'll go through the uncomfortable process of playing with people you don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. I don't know that I would do that.
Because what's the average age of players?
I don't even care about the age.
Oh. 26, 27.
But he's playing with a bunch of people you don't know.
But he's been doing that for years.
I mean, but you're like Tom Brady to them. You know, he was older than those
100%.
Other.
100%.
But Tom Brady has Super Bowls. Like
I have championships.
Oh, okay.
Hey, he's got a couple rec league championships.
I do.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that.
I got medals.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Okay, Amy, what you got? What are you?
How new?
Well, you got new robe guy. Mine's the last couple weeks. You got smoothie guy.
3 weeks, probably.
You got new soccer team guy.
Okay. Well, there's something I've been doing in the last 3 months.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I meditate every day.
Before work?
Yes.
How do you not fall asleep?
What about when you drive?
Wow.
No, don't when you drive. We don't do that.
Sometimes I listen to one, but I don't close. I know, I don't close my eyes.
She closes one eye.
No. Huh? No, I don't close.
Oh, my gosh.
No. It's not recommended while driving, but yeah, no, I just had to set my alarm earlier, and it's even if it's 5 minutes, it still counts. And I think that's what I always used to write off. Like, oh, I'm like, I can't meditate for 30 minutes. But
so I think that's great. That's super healthy.
Might as well not do it.
I've tried. I struggle. I'm not going to say I can't do it. I think I probably haven't invested enough time into trying to get better at it. But, you know, it's me. I got 10 million thoughts and I can't ever just like put them together. And I can. I shouldn't say can't. That's not a good word. But in the morning, I would fall back asleep.
Well, okay. I struggle with the thoughts too. So I do a guided meditation, but also most of the people that I've been using their videos to guide me or audio, they say you're going to have thoughts that pop in all the time. Recognize them and then release them.
I will start going in down little wormholes. I'll listen to a guided meditation. Like, okay, you're and then I start to go, I wonder how much I get paid to voice this over. And I leave all the thoughts of what I already had. And it's like, and then do they sign a contract? Hmm. Are they working from a home studio like I have? Man, maybe I could do some of it. It just...
Yeah.
Goes in ways I never planned.
And how can you just dismiss it, Amy? Like, you just say, all right, no more thinking of that.
I just say, okay, I'm going to, I recognize that thought and I release it. And the more you practice it, mm-hmm. they say just the more you practice it, then you'll get to a point where it'll be, you know, easier for you.
That's
but even the experts say they still have to like have the thoughts and release them. And that gave me that permission of like, oh, because I just had the wrong idea of meditation, I guess.
I got hypnotized a few months ago.
Did it work? Like real?
Huh?
Did you go somewhere
just
else?
Just casually
yeah,
saying
excuse
that?
Excuse me?
I can tell you about it later.
What? Oh, I want to hear about this.
I forgot I hadn't talked about this.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got hypnotized.
I didn't know that worked.
By?
A hypnotist.
Cool.
Did you go do the thing?
No.
You went to the circus?
Oh, okay.
I joined the circus. Yes.
That's
I don't
cool.
know what thing you're talking about at all. And no, I did not. It's not even a hypnotist. It's a doctor. It's a psychotherapist. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't do the watch.
You went to a psych ward?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, they put me in one of those jackets, bro. I kicked my arms off.
Dude.
And I kept running to this wall, like trying to get them to hear me, but it was super padded, so they couldn't hear me.
Psychotherapist, that sounds crazy, but
yeah.
Or not crazy. I don't want to use that word. It sounds more intense than like a therapist, but most of mine have been psychotherapists.
Kind of sounds
psycho.
Well,
it's a doctor who can prescribe stuff versus a therapist who
that's
is trained
to. That's a psychologist.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't care. I was hypnotized. I'll tell you about it later, maybe.
Yeah, like later today? Like when we. Talking.
Watch this though. Say a letter that starts with L.
Say it?
Yeah.
Love.
Ah. Oh.
What?
I didn't know.
What the lobster.
So I just cluck like a chicken randomly.
What is happening?
Linguini.
No, it's not that kind. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Let's get the show started. We got robe guy, we got smoothie guy, we got soccer guy, and we got.
Oh, what is meditate? Meditating.
Meditation girl.
Yeah.
That's like the worst superhero group ever.
I am Robe Man.
I am Meditation Girl. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Getting married next month. Trying to pick out the best wedding reception entrance song for when we enter our reception as the new Mr. and Mrs. These are three songs we're considering. We've heard you talk about wedding songs before, but we want you to pick our song for this occasion. Would love to know what you think. Thanks, Julie, the missus. All right, here are the three songs. Number one is Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Ooh, baby, yeah, I heard that 1 second. I want to do it like I'm introducing them. Let's say here.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll call them Mr. and Mrs. But. Okay.
What?
And please.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go.
She's 12.
Right, here we go, right again. Please welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Butt. Okay.
I feel that.
I go all the way down here, back to zero.
You're staying with Butt?
I am. He said it. He was the first one to have a name. Right. I was going to say something like Johnson or Smith. But okay. Please welcome, and this is We Found Love by Rihanna.
Oh.
Please welcome, for the first time ever as a married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Butt. We found love in a hopeless place. We found love in a hopeless place. And then, one more option. For the first time ever as husband and wife, please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Butt. Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. Can we all eliminate Rihanna? We found love.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, it's
just... right. I didn't see anyone react like that was the one.
It's not.
Does anyone think that's the one?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Okay. So it's between two songs. It's like old school Stevie Wonder. Here I am, baby. Signed, sealed, delivered.
I'm yours.
That's a good one. Or this is how we do it. Okay. Good. Mr. and Mrs. Butt.
Here's the second one.
Mr. and Mrs. Butt. Okay, I got one.
You got it?
Yeah, let's vote.
That's easy.
And then
Amy?
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, signed, sealed, delivered. Lunchbox?
I think it's really up to the butts, but I'm going to go with signed, sealed, delivered.
Eddie?
Signed, sealed, delivered. I mean, that's like all about like, hey, you're getting married. It's done. Like, I'm yours.
Morgan?
I was going to go, this is how we do it, because it's like a vibe. You're getting the party started.
And you're all the butts.
Oh, yeah.
This is how we do it.
Mr. and Mrs. Butt.
Yeah. I think it's Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. There's energy. They're both good. There's energy. Everybody knows the song. It's fun. It's friendly. And then we hope the butts have just a wonderful life.
And it's also like representing so official.
Yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Uh-huh. I'm yours.
Boom.
There you go. Okay, good. Congratulations. I hope the butts really have a wonderful life.
Yep. Many, many years.
Both the butts.
Yep.
Not just one.
Yeah. Both the butts.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization.
you got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
They asked a whole lot of women. Women answer the question, Amy, not me, not us guys. So before I give you what the general consensus is, where women between the ages of 18 and 65 were asked these questions, I want to know what you think. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I think, before I give, I'll play along with a bit too. I think if something makes you feel good, you want to wear it, go for it. Just generally speaking, you want to wear it, great.
Yeah.
No limitations, makes you feel good, you go do the thing.
Yeesh.
So,
I don't know if that really counts for everything.
I feel generally that's the rule.
But there's certain clothes, you know, you don't okay. wear.
So am I answering yeah. as to whether sure. or not I feel like women you. In general, or would I do it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I'm not, there's,
let's
I'm not,
do you then so you don't feel like you're talking about other women.
Right, because I'm not, I wouldn't, if I might not do something, it doesn't mean I'm judging someone else that does.
Okay, good.
Okay.
2,000 women between the ages of 18 and 65 were surveyed on when women should stop wearing certain items.
Okay.
When should women stop wearing mini skirts? Okay.
Never.
Amy.
Is there an age?
What's yeah, on here there's an age, yes, but your answer for you would be?
I mean, I'm 42.
But mini skirts isn't like tiny, tiny. It's like
mini.
Micro skirt.
Mini,
it's just,
mini.
No.
No?
It's
no,
just not a long skirt. Like, yeah. I went to Pentecostal church for a while when I was a kid, and those skirts are not mini skirts.
Okay.
Those are long skirts.
Ankle skirts.
Yes. Now, I would say mini is like middle, like lower than the thigh, but not down to the knee.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Don't limit me.
Okay, don't limit her, she said. I have a feeling she's going to be walk this track the whole time.
No. So we'll see.
Okay. Mini skirts. Eddie, when should women stop wearing them?
49.
Lunchbox?
Man. Like Carrie Underwood can still wear it.
Yeah.
And how old's Carrie?
General women.
35.
The answer's 35. Women said 35.
I think Carrie's older than 35, whoops. Right?
Well, I'm just saying, like, he said, he made a great point. He said the
Carrie's 40.
And so that's why I had to say 35.
Of the 2,000 women, most of them said the average came out to 35 years old, no more miniskirts.
Wow.
Yeah, nailed it. I know women.
All right, next up.
No, you don't.
Revealing low-cut shirts.
So, like, you can see some of the belly?
No, low-cut would be to see some of the boobs.
Oh. Okay,
I like
it.
Those.
Got it.
Yeah. So, revealing low-cut shirts. When should women stop wearing that, according to these women? Amy.
How many kids do you have?
That's a great point.
Is it?
40.
40, wow. Eddie.
35.
Oh, Lunchbox.
32.
I would have said older than that.
Really?
Yeah, what's the oldest thing that you guys said?
It was me.
Amy's.
40? Oh, you could be way older than that.
Yeah.
The answer that they say is 52.
Okay.
No.
I would have said 45 or 46.
52 is
pushing it.
Yeah.
There's exceptions to the rule, but most 52-year-olds...
We're not talking about exceptions, though.
Yeah, I know, but most 52-year-olds can't do that.
They've seen a lot of sun, you know what I mean? A lot of sun.
Okay. Yep.
What?
Okay, here we go. 2,000 women were asked. When should you stop wearing leather pants?
Oh.
This is
never.
Easy.
Oh, I mean, that's really
easy.
Simple.
Never.
Okay, Amy, you're never going to stop?
No.
Okay. Eddie?
30.
Lunchbox?
33.
Yeah, I'd probably say, if I were guessing, 40.
I mean, you see a 45-year-old woman in leather pants, you're like, all right,
try
come on.
Even 40's young.
Yo, that's basically me.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Amy,
we say that when you wear it.
Stop wearing the leather.
The answer's 34.
Yeah, there you go.
Right there.
According
come
to
on.
Oh, my gosh.
See,
okay.
the women and us are agreeing. That's crazy, Lunchbox.
We know what's up, dude.
Yeah, we do.
We know women.
Stilettos.
Oh, that's the high heels?
Really high heels.
I mean, based off of just back pain a long time ago.
Mm.
But I still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep on. Never.
Never. See?
No, because I hope at 60, I still can rock a good pair of heels.
Absolutely. Okay, Eddie?
48.
Lunchbox?
28.
You don't think a 29-year-old wears stilettos? Like tie heels?
You're talking about the see-through ones, right?
what
those are?
No.
Those are the dancers ones.
That's the only ones I know.
It's
you know
a
what I'm
pump.
Talking about? You know a what I'm pump. Talking about? Eddie, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You're talking about the shoe? Like a jelly shoe?
No, no, no. They're like high heels, but they're see-through on the bottom. Like they're.
Okay, so that could be a stiletto. All stilettos aren't see-through.
Oh.
But there could be see-through stilettos.
You're talking about what the dancers wear, dude.
I don't know what. That's the only ones I know.
Okay. So you say.
28.
Okay. 51 is the answer.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There can be black stilettos, lunchbox, red.
Didn't know that.
Okay. Clear ones.
Couple more. Big hair extensions.
Oh.
Big.
Oh.
Long, big. It says big hair. Big hair extensions.
As long as you want.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll go 50.
43.
48, according to these women.
Okay. Man, we're close, Lunchbox.
No.
So
dude.
Suddenly at 49, you're supposed to take your extension.
You can say all these about.
I mean, that's about in life. Name? Yes, at one age,
it's an average. So no, I don't think they say it cut off. But it's all these women, 2,000 of them. They gave their answers and they averaged it out.
You know what that's making me feel like?
A woman.
Let's go, girls.
No, but that I feel like I look a certain way. Like say, because like iHeart Festival or iHeart Country Festival, something like we get. Dressed up, we dress a certain way, and I feel like now I'm going to be like, I feel as though I look a certain way, but basically everybody else is like, she should not be.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yeah.
Huh. Because, yeah. I mean, I plan on dressing. Think about it.
Greetings, fellow kids.
We're going to be doing this show for, we're going to be
a couple more
older.
Weeks.
Who?
How long do you think we're going to be doing? Like, how many more years? We could easily be 50 doing this show.
And could. I don't know. That'll be here past this year.
Could be October, Amy.
Wow. Well, wow. I'm thinking positively, and...
What does this have to do with your clear stilettos?
That really had to bring this down.
That's a great point, Eddie.
No,
last one.
Come on.
A bikini. Woman should not wear a
thong bikini.
Bikini.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Thong bikini.
Well, it didn't go thong.
Oh.
A woman shouldn't wear a bikini after she is blank.
Oh, had she kids. Is.
What?
What age?
Oh. This is... No. She can, however, whatever she wants.
A woman
wants.
Should not wear a bikini. Yes, Amy, the answer is whatever they want always. I agree. If it makes you feel good, do it. But we're doing this because.
Okay, so people probably said 75.
No, they did not.
No.
No, they
chance.
Did not.
Amy, stop that.
A woman should not wear a bikini after she is blank. According to the 2,000 women, go ahead.
42.
Eddie?
36.
What? I can't.
Then you can start going full body.
Bobby. Mm-hmm.
If I were to have to put a number on it, 55.
Whoa!
Don't stop that.
If I were to have to put a number on it,
stop that.
Y'all don't even know what 55.
I know what 55 looks like.
I know 55
year olds. 55 is still.
The answer is 47.
Okay.
I was close.
Right.
What were you going to say? 55 is what?
Nothing.
Okay.
My whole point is.
Everyone's different.
We're all going to be older than we are. I don't think that this age is old. I don't think.
Well, we never think we're old when we're in it, but when I was in third grade, I thought a 10th grader was old as dirt. When I got to 10th grade, I was like, man, they're in college. They're so old. When I turned 30, I was like, life's over. Now I'm old, but I'd be like, these people are 40. At least I'm not that. Well, here I am.
Right.
And it keeps
That's
going.
What I mean.
And
now,
yes.
You're going to be like hosting iHeartFest in your leather pants. And I'm going to be right next to you in my mini skirt.
I don't wear leather pants.
Clear stilettos.
I've never worn
Bobby's
leather pants.
Bobby's never worn
life.
Leather pants.
I was too old. You know what I mean?
I'm just giving an example.
Yeah, okay.
Then you'll go down
okay,
the pool
what's,
in your
what's too old for men? Play that game.
That's the next segment.
For yeah. what? Men for what?
Yeah, we don't really.
For wearing tennis shoes?
I mean, you could go backwards hat.
Yeah, we could do that.
No, I like that.
Jerseys.
Oh, oops.
You know, there's
never.
Those. Those really aren't that insulting as much as the other ones are. Okay, Amy, thank you for your patience and time. Yes. You guys, I don't know.
Hey, man,
I
apologize. Tell the truth. Hey,
take a break.
No, I apologize to all the women listening.
No, we didn't do anything wrong.
Man, what are you talking about?
It was a survey about with women.
You don't think these
Oh, they're idiots.
No, we're playing a game.
What did we say? What did we say that was wrong? Name one thing.
Amy, what do you expect from them? It's all about expectations being set. I didn't expect with them to come in and really, you know, give some real perspective on life and aging.
You ask me a question, I'm going to answer for real.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
It's 10 p.m. in Pennsylvania, and 12-year-old Bennett Campbell's been at the park with his buddies. He's walking back to his house in the neighborhood. He smells fire. What is that? It's his neighbor's house. It's on fire. The back of it is engulfed in flames. So Bennett reacts quickly. He goes to the door, starts knocking on the door. Nobody's answering.
It's
oh,
late.
My gosh.
It's late, too, right?
10 p.m.
10, yeah,
it's pretty late. Knocks again, rings the doorbell. Nobody. He kicks the door down.
Man,
he
goes that's in. Just to do that, I wouldn't have the guts. I'd be like, well, guess it's going to burn.
And I'll remind you, he's 12 years old.
Yeah.
Kicks the door down. And he says, wake up. Your house is on fire. There's a dad asleep in there with two of his kids. They wake up just because Bennett told them to wake up. They got out of the house safely.
Big fire, huh?
But, man, they lost the house. Yeah, it's crazy. But they're safe.
I can't believe everybody's asleep at 10.
I know. It's pretty early. Maybe they have jobs like us. We're asleep by 10.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But
ideally.
I'm so scared of people robbing me or breaking in or killing me that anything wakes me up.
Yeah.
If Bennett's knocking on my door, I probably... Who's knocking on the door?
Yeah, you hear that.
You saved a place once.
Well, yeah, I thought it was on fire, but it ended up being one of those tobacco smokehouses.
Yeah.
And so I saw it. It was like a barn, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's on fire. I pulled over. There's a house nearby. I knock on the door. Nothing. Nobody. I'm like, wake up. It's noon, but wake up. The house is on fire. Then I run to the road, and there's a truck there, and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, dude, that barn's on fire. He's like, that's a tobacco smokehouse, you idiot.
But you tried. Your heart was in the right place.
I tried to save someone.
Garth Brooks went into a house once and saved people.
That was legit.
That's
in Oklahoma.
Crazy.
And he downplays it so much. But he was driving by. It was on fire. Wake up. I don't know if he keeps going, wake up.
Was he standing outside the fire?
Well, he went in it for a second. Because they called him brave. He was a guy who knocked on the door. He wasn't scared of a fire no more.
Come on.
And he saved little Timmy and his dog named Rumble. And they ran. They got in their truck and drove off. They left the fire behind. Oh, that's all I
got. Is that song really about that?
Yeah, that's what he wrote it about. I sang it exactly.
Standing outside the fire, man.
I'm standing outside the fire. No, it's not. It's not about that at all. But the Garth Brooks breaking in is... No, because the fire is a true story.
He was so confused.
Yeah, I was like, I know the song. And then I was like, wow, I never realized it was about the time he... All right, never mind.
The extra verse. Yeah. It's like Thunder Rolls. Yeah. Eddie, good story.
Thank you.
That's great. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's time to play the feud. Now, I do have $15 right here.
Ooh.
You guys can play for that.
Let's go.
Woo. It sat on the desk for a couple days, so you guys can play for $15 in cold hard cash or...
Oh. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Another card?
Or you can have the mystery prize in my wallet.
Huh? What would that
be? So it's $15 or the mystery prize in my wallet if you win. Now, we never just pick one of you guys to go first. Mike D rolls the dice. Mike D, are you ready? And who is going first? Eddie, you go first. The category is best food combinations.
Okay.
We asked 2,000 of our listeners, what's the best food combination? Two things going together, maybe three, but the best food combination. Eddie, you're going.
All right, first one, mac and cheese.
Show me macaroni and cheese-a-roni. That is correct. Number two. You got 2 points there. Go ahead.
Second one, spaghetti and meatballs.
Show me spaghetti and meatballs.
What? How?
Didn't make the list.
Oh, my goodness.
We asked 2,000 of our listeners on our Facebook page, and then we delete it right after in case you guys want to cheat the game.
I'm struggling.
Best food combinations. Amy.
Burger and fries.
Burger and fries. Show me a burger and fries.
Wow, 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 wow.
Lunchbox.
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa. Ding! That's good. Number four answer. Have yourself 4 points.
That's all I got. Okay, what in the heck else goes together?
You got 8 more answers on the board. Macaroni and cheese off the board, chips and salsa off the board. Ask 2,000 listeners, what's your favorite food combo?
Peanut butter jelly.
PB&J. Number one answer.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like he's testing a microphone.
Check, check.
Check, check. 1, 2. Can you hear me in the back?
All right. Give me cereal and milk.
Pretty good.
That is good.
That's good.
Cereal and milk. Show me that. Lunchbox in the lead. 5 points. Eddie 2, Amy 0. We're the second round of 3. Points are doubled. Eddie.
I'm going to go bacon and eggs.
Gummy.
I'm bad. I get it.
Bacon and eggs.
Yes! Bacon and eggs come in at number 5. That's worth 10 points.
Dang.
This is a long shot. This is a long shot, but every time I have wings, I want beer. So give me beer and wings.
Give him beer and wings. You get 12 points, though. The game where you're playing for $15 or the mystery prize.
Oh, what is that?
It's a, hey, it's a card of some sort.
Ooh, credit card.
No, you're only giving your credit card, but it's a card of some sort, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Look.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think I saw something.
Uh-huh. Okay. Amy, over to you.
Gosh, I'm...
Best food combinations.
I love this. Cheese and crackers.
Dang. Show her cheese and crackers. Number 7 answer with 14 points.
Job.
Amy really takes
good.
The lead.
Good job.
Good job.
Okay. Everybody loves milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies.
Oh,
give it to her.
Oh, good.
Yes.
It's taking off.
That's number 3 answer with 6 points.
Yeah, it's over.
I'll read you these off the board. It is far from over. Peanut butter and jelly was your number 1 answer. Number 2 was macaroni and cheese. Number 3 was cookies and milk. Number 4 was chips and salsa. Number 5 was bacon and eggs. The only other one off the board is at number 7, cheese and crackers. There is still a ton of points on the board. Amy, you have 6, 8, 9, and 10 left. Best food combinations, what do you have?
Rice and beans.
Show her rice and beans.
Dang it.
I like that, Amy.
That's good, Amy.
That's my whole life.
Lunchbox. You've been sitting over there thinking, writing.
Yeah, and Amy nailed my cheese and crackers. That was my one I wrote down.
Let it go, though, man. Move on.
That's gone.
Best food combination?
Soup and salad.
Wow.
Okay.
Soup and salad. Bing.
A little soup and salad.
What? What? Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow. Point totals are tripled for the final round. There are so many points on the board. Eddie, best food combination.
Man, it came to me when he said soup and salad. I don't know why, but let's go on over to the other side of the pond. Give me fish and chips. Come on, fish and chips,
please. Do you
think
our listeners are going to answer something European?
But that's a fish and chips, please.
They're going to say fish and chips. Do you think our... Or even any of us.
Our
listeners are like us.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've had it.
He's messing with you. That means it's on there.
You're messing with me. Fish and chips, please.
It's on there.
Again, if you were to ask this room best combinations...
It's on there.
At some point, they're going to say, fish and chips.
It's on there.
Okay, show Eddie fish and chips.
Oh, you weren't joking.
No, it's not a joke.
Hey, I was messing with you, dude.
Yeah, me too,
my bad,
man.
My bad.
Amy, you have the lead here.
Dang.
What else could there be?
Okay.
Is there any other combos?
I feel like...
Oh, yeah, there's actually 4.
Okay.
4 combos.
There is...
Best food combinations.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Wow, that's so good, Amy.
Oh, I count those as one thing. That's great.
You deserve this.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't even think that those are two separate. I see them as
am
one
I
item.
In with that?
That's good.
Your answer is mashed potatoes and gravy.
That's really good.
You don't want to be in with it?
Go ahead.
If you want to change it, you can. I'll let you change it right now. Do you want mashed potatoes and gravy, yes or no?
I don't want to give another one away.
I know, but do you want mashed potatoes and gravy?
Yes.
Show her mashed potatoes and gravy. Number 8 answer worth 24 points.
Good job, Amy.
Still enough points
so
to win
smart.
The thing, though. Still enough points on the board.
Because then everybody loves biscuits and gravy. But would there be 2 gravies?
There are 3 left on the board. There's 6, 9, and 10.
Amy, tell you what, if you don't use that, I will.
Eddie, you've been eliminated.
Oh, I'm done?
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you're not gonna...
Hey, you had fun though, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah. Amy?
I'm going to do a wild card here. I love dipping my pizza in ranch.
Pizza and ranch.
It's a dipping sauce.
Yeah, it's a dipping sauce. Lunchbox, you got to have some points here. We got 3 left on the board. There's plenty of points to win the thing, but you're going to have to get at least 10, the number 10 or number 9 one right.
Yeah, I know.
He's stretching right now.
I don't know.
This whole routine.
I don't know what to do here.
You can talk it out, too.
Because, I mean, she said biscuits and gravy, and I was like, wow, that's genius. Every menu you go to Cracker Barrel, it's on the menu. You go in another restaurant. It's on the menu.
Which other ones?
I don't know.
Cheddar's.
I usually only go to a Cracker Barrel for breakfast.
Go ahead.
It's on it. Syrup and pancakes, but that's not.
Food combinations.
Waffles and whipped cream. Oh, bagel and cream cheese. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Lunchbox, you're coming around. You're coming alive.
Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's also steak and potatoes. Oh. Ah!
Still surprised pizza and...
Oh, man, give me... Oh, man, bagel and cream cheese. There's bagel shops everywhere.
Is that
and
what you want?
And you eat that cream cheese.
Is that what you want?
I want me some bagel and cream cheese.
Show
please.
Him bagel and cream cheese.
Yes! Yes! Wow! Oh, my goodness! He pulled it out of left field! He pulled it
hold
out
up,
of left
hold
field!
Hold on, what number is
hold
that?
Hold on.
That's number 10.
Bagel and cream cheese and bread and butter are number 10.
Yes! Yay! I get it! I get it!
That's worth 30 points. Lunchbox is still down, though.
Oh, I'm not?
Well, you have 35 now because you only had 5 points.
What does she have?
44.
Come on, man. Come on.
Oh.
You're in it now. All you have to do is go with one of the other ones and you win.
Oh, man.
Hey, your mind was doing the right thing. You were digging in there. I like that.
No, it was that bagel cream cheese.
Two are left. You have peanut butter and jelly, macaroni and cheese, cookies and milk, chips and salsa, bacon and eggs. Cheese and crackers, mashed potatoes and gravy, bagel and cream cheese, bread and butter.
Yeah.
For the win, I'm going to give you like 7 seconds here. 5 seconds.
You know what? I'm going to shout this out. I'm going to shout it out to Amy for not using it. We're going with it. We are going biscuits and gravy because it'll hurt even more if I win with biscuits and gravy.
What's your other one after that you would have picked?
Oh. I had steak and potatoes.
Oh, me too.
And that is pretty much all I had.
All right, first of all, Sean, is steak and potatoes on the board?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. He made a good choice. I had pancakes and syrup, but
it's pancakes and syrup on the board.
See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't like that.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I'll give you one of them here.
Oh, give me one.
Chocolate and peanut butter. It's a food combination.
Franks and beans.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Franks and beans.
What in the world?
Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
Reese's peanut butter cups. It's chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think about that.
Yeah. Okay, there's one left. And your answer is?
Biscuits and gravy.
And if you win, are you going to take the cash or are you going to take the mystery card?
I don't know yet. Let me just get here my winning song and then I'll decide. It'll come to me just like these answers did. They
here
came from deep
go.
Inside.
He says biscuits and gravy.
Is Amy, it biscuit? How mad are you? Wait. Amy, how mad are you right now that you didn't use biscuits and gravy?
I won't be mad.
No, but you're mad right now. In your gut, you're like, dang it, I shouldn't use it.
She's fine. I don't know.
Give me number 9.
Like, it's a
biscuits
game.
And gravy.
Show him.
Biscuits and gravy.
Show the guy over here.
And then when we get done with this, I want an order of biscuits and gravy on the double.
If you don't mind.
Let's go.
Let's show this guy over here with the answer of.
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What? That's terrible.
Nothing else out there.
There is.
The number 9 answer.
Hold on.
It was a dessert.
Brownie and ice cream. Sunday.
Cake and ice cream.
Ice cream and Sunday.
No, that's a day.
Yeah, good try.
Yeah. But Amy is our winner.
Wow, Amy. Nice.
Now. Cancel the biscuits and gravy.
Cancel the biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yes.
Now, no I'm just going to show you so you can see part of it. You can have this.
Okay.
Because you know what it's not. Like last time I gave away a hotel key.
That was a hotel card
to Lunchbox.
But why is that not a hotel key?
Oh, you can't. Oh, I thought you could understand the design. Never mind then. It might be. It definitely might be.
Am I supposed to understand the design?
I thought maybe you would understand the design.
I can tell you what that is.
Never mind. So you have $15 or you have what?
Or the
hotel key, as you would say.
I want the card.
Okay, she wants the card.
You know what you just got?
The card to the hotel key. From Marriott Bonvoy.
Another hotel key?
It did look like a hotel key.
I thought it was the key to our building.
We're slowly learning that Bobby just keeps all his hotel keys.
That's all it is.
You guys fall for it every time. You get greedy.
So
you want big fat gift cards. I don't have them. You take hotel keys. Oh. Amy, you still won. But did you? Okay, I think I just won. I'll be honest with you. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I love that game. Man. That's a good one. That's a good game.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dr. Lori.
My respect for Dr. Lori has grown leaps and bounds since the last time she was on the show.
I bet it has.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
I had three coins that I just don't remember why I saved these coins, but I did save them. I bought them, I think, and then I saved them. And so one was worth like $75, one was worth like $100. But the third one, she said, was worth $100,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought it was going to be, I said 10,000. I thought when I looked it up online, it was going to be 10,000. I can't believe that there's an extra zero.
That's a big difference.
Although I didn't know all the errors that was in the coin. Mm-hmm. And so we're all a little shocked by this. Dr. Lori, what would you like to say about this?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of it, it
symbolic of the comeback of the American economy after the Great Depression, which is why it's important.
Yes.
It's also important because the people who collect these kinds of coins are involved in the financial world.
Boom.
Liberty Head coins are important. It's called the Peace Dollar from 1934.
Yep.
And you'll notice that as well. Lots of errors and rare elements on the particular coin. So it's interesting to see.
It is. And it's very interesting to see everybody's face in the studio because I'm totally screwing with you guys. It is not worth $100,000. Ah, suckers!
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Wait, what's it worth?
What the crap?
Here's the thing. No.
What is she?
I totally got Dr. Lori to screw with you guys. I have no idea how much the coin is worth. I've been doing this bit for you guys for like 2 weeks, just dragging you along. Yes. And Dr. Lori, who has high integrity, I was like, come on, Dr. Lori, just do it for me. Do me a solid.
This
here.
Has to be the
I
first time she's done
this.
I did
you a solid, Bobby Bones. Let me tell you, you owe me big. I want to cook with Trisha Yearwood, and I want you to set it up.
Yes. See?
Now you owe me, buddy.
For her to...
Hold on.
Yes,
hold on.
Yes, Ellen Sparks.
Now, is this a second mess with us? Like, so
it's
we're...
not. It is not. It's not a second mess with. I don't even know how much the coin's really worth. You know, she gave us the first two. I don't even know if that was real. But I was like, Dr. Lori, please let me play a joke on these guys
and tell
them this coin's worth $100,000.
Oh,
and for days, you guys have been being extra nice to me.
I
haven't noticed that crap.
Not you, Amy.
You're always nice.
I told my wife, I was like, wow, Bobby hit again. I mean, that's all I did.
Poor Dr. Lori can barely contain herself. She's like, I can't believe I just did this. Wait, okay, well, so how much is it really worth, Dr. Lori?
It's really worth about $100.
Not bad.
But there are people who do buy these coins. They're not just everywhere. They're relatively rare. You will find others. The ones that are really high numbers have to be uncirculated. And again, you know, I'm known for here's the straight shoot. So I love Bobby a lot for this. But I got to say that, you know, basically they have to really be uncirculated, have never been touched.
Teamwork makes the dream work between Dr. Lori and I.
Amy, I'm so glad you didn't sell your car.
I was going to trade it for Amy's dolls and her car.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny.
I wasn't going to let Amy do that.
Well, I was already going. I have this bag of coins.
You guys were all dumping all your change
in. Some are foreign, like Dr. Lori from other countries. And I was like, about to just go home and send them all to you.
Foreign coins can have some value too. And everybody can always send a picture. You know, you guys can always send a picture
to our website.
And I'll take a look.
Why are you shaking your head? You love playing pranks on people.
I mean, I am just like, Dr. Lori, I'm never going to look at you the same.
Oh, don't blame her.
Come on.
Don't blame her.
Well, that was good.
Let me tell you,
we got.
Hey, how was my acting though?
Really good.
You got Oscar. Me.
Thank you.
Like, dude, you got us.
You got me. I mean, I was sick to my stomach that you had a $100,000 coin.
But now why are you mad if I don't?
I mean, because I was counting my 10%. But then also I was like, but now I'm like, all right, good. Bobby took a loss for once. Like he didn't win one.
That's not a loss.
He still made like $300 in this.
That is still
and it was a joke. It's a win for me.
Oh, that was good.
It's like his favorite thing to do is make
a joke. I don't do it a lot. But that's it. You just got boned.
No, I didn't get boned.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get boned. I got Lori'd.
Well.
Yes, Amy, go ahead before we let Dr. Lori go.
Dr. Lori.
You know what we'll do? We'll talk about the things that are most valuable so everybody can learn how to identify quality and know what's valuable in your vintage stuff and your old things.
Yes.
So we'll stay around. Thank you for letting me play with you. I appreciate it.
DrLoriV.com or at Dr. Lori V. And no more using her for jokes.
Yes.
You're the one that did it.
No, no more. What do you mean?
No, but I'm saying I did it the one time, but now we can't do it anymore.
But here's what I have to say about that, Dr. Lori. You and Bobby better not be in cahoots and tell me that one of my dolls is worth
We're not doing any more jokes.
No more jokes.
But the ultimate joke would be if I said...
I'm not a jokester.
If I said, say it's not worth anything, so I get to keep the 10%.
That's what I'm trying to see if you double pranked us.
You owe me, Bobby.
Do I do the double agent prank?
No.
Dr. Lori, thank you. We will talk to you
soon. You owe me, Bobby.
I owe Dr. Lori. There she is. Dr. Lori, everybody.
Well done.
Thank you. Bye, Dr. Lori.
Bye, you guys. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So messages from your doctor may soon start to include emojis.
I think I already get emojis from my doctor.
Really?
But when he texts me.
Like what? Teddy bears? Band-aid?
Eggplant.
What?
Oh, boy.
That's weird, man.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
scientists say that using emojis in healthcare has several benefits because it's universally understood. And also it can kind of lighten the mood.
Well, unless it's like the skull and crossbones.
Right, right.
Hey, it's your doctor here. Just want to send you a couple emojis. It's a skull. And then it's the, is there a, you dead? Yeah, so you dead. It's a single skull.
That's not good. What if it's like really bad news and then it's like, the sad emoji?
Right.
That doesn't make it any better.
Or it's a crystal ball and then it's a dead.
Your future.
Yes. It's like diagnosis, crystal ball, dead.
Or if you're good to go, they send a little dancer emoji like, you're clear. Hit the town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I didn't, my mind didn't go there. Or it's like, hey, a clock. It's what?
Your clock's ticking. Not much time left.
Oh, yeah.
Then crystal ball, then skull.
Yeah, man, that's that. I like that.
There's also the vomiting one, too.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can use them in court. Now doctors can use them. What else you got?
So a travel trend is instead of taking a carry-on bag, you get those, you know, like when you would go fishing with
all the pockets.
Fishing vests.
Yeah.
Arkansas Keith?
Yeah.
Did you wear one of those?
No, because we're in the boat, so we didn't have to. We had a tackle box. We had tackle boxes galore. But yes, you can use a... Yeah, that's funny, actually.
So what do you put in there?
The like pockets.
Just stuff? Like
toothbrushes? Everything you need.
No, I'm talking about when you travel. Toothbrushes and
pillows.
Your razor?
It's a travel hack that's going viral on TikTok where, yeah, you don't do a carry-on. You put on one of those vests that you would use. Yeah, like if you're like fly fishing or whatever.
You take lures.
You stick everything you can in there.
I see. Yeah, it's little stuff, though, even in the TikToks. It's
interesting.
Like your bathroom stuff that you put in a bathroom bag.
Okay.
That's smaller.
Bikini.
Obviously, bikini. Yeah, same.
And lastly, I got a clip of Garth Brooks telling a fun story on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
Probably 12 years ago, 13, my youngest came in from school. And she goes, Dad, you've got to hear this song from Adele. I've never heard a song like it. I said, really? Oh. I said, what's his name? Says, To Make You Feel My Love. Said, you have to be kidding me, right? No, I didn't say anything. I said, oh, really? People always ask, which is her favorite version? I said, I don't know. We haven't spoke since that day.
That's funny. So on Hope Floats, Garth did To Make You Feel My Love. And then Adele did it later. But originally, Bob Dylan did
That's right.
Make you feel my love.
He wrote it.
Yeah. So the joke is she didn't know her own dad had sang the song.
That's hilarious.
Which is a pretty funny joke. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I like the story because I like people giving back, but I think it's setting a pretty dangerous example. You know, if you ever had like an uncle or a grandma that would show up and every time she'd show up, she'd give you a quarter or a dollar. And then, so you just expected every time that uncle or grandma that had that quarter or that dollar, they'd all, and then if they didn't give it to you, you're like, wait, no. My love was based on getting that quarter or that dollar.
Absolutely. Right?
So I'm going to say that because this is a great story and I don't want to take away from it. But a couple weeks ago, Pat Hamill, the CEO of Oakwood Homes, surprised graduates at the University of Denver's commencement ceremony. Doing a deal, she gave each grad $500. Was it, you take it. If you need it, you keep it. If you don't need it, give it to somebody. Just do something with it that's good. And so they gave her a standing ovation. Here's the thing. This is where the grandma and uncle comes in. There are a lot of rich people now doing this at graduation where it's almost going to be the understood uncle, where's my quarter?
Yeah, and the price is going to get higher and higher.
And it's going to be disappointing when you have the graduation,
exactly.
They don't get anything.
Oh, man. That's going to be the uncle or grandma that doesn't have the quarter that time.
But if they're giving out all this money, I might start going to more graduations.
No, not to the people sitting there, to people graduating. The crowd, the audience doesn't get the money.
Oh, I thought everybody there.
No. No, you don't come to the graduation to get money.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'll attend.
The graduates. But you could graduate from UTSA in San Antonio. You're 3 hours short.
Yep.
Get that. Then get your money from the speaker.
I'm going to need to check who the speaker is every semester and see if that's the semester I want to go.
But I don't think they line it up
that early.
Pre the semester. And probably this only happens in the fall graduation.
I wonder if you can put in a request. Like, are you allowed to say, hey, can you reach out to this person? We'd love to have
who would you reach out to?
Oprah would be cool because she gives away stuff. Elon Musk, maybe he'll give us all Teslas.
What about Shaq?
Shaq gives away a lot of crap.
But you hate Shaq for that.
Yeah, he likes that clout.
But you would take it.
I'd take it.
Yeah.
I'd like it.
Pat Hamill, goodbye you. Love people to give back. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.